Good morning, Hope Valley Church. It's so good to be here to worship with you all. First of all, I have to say that thank you, Hope Valley Church, for bless my country. We had a great time, and I'm so grateful for our hard work there in my country. Thank you. Thank you so much. If you don't know me, and maybe you try to figure out about my accent, I'm from Brazil, and I work with Portuguese ministry here at Hope Valley Church. It was being a pleasure to work here in our church and to be able to serve a Portuguese speaker here. Maybe you don't know this, but we have a community of Portuguese speaker here in Christiansburg area, and in our church has shown love and reached them for the gospel of Jesus Christ, and I'm so glad to be a part of this, what God doing here in our area. Our family has been here in Virginia about 2 years, and I still learn English. Yeah, sometimes, maybe here this morning, I will say some words in Portuguese, because sometimes in my mouth just Portuguese words coming, and if you don't understand, I just pray that Holy Spirit help you today. Don't worry, I don't speak in tongue, just Portuguese, and try to learn and speak English, but I hope that Holy Spirit just help you and help me today. I have a good translator in my home, Benjamin, my oldest son. He is 6 years old, and he helped me a lot in English. Last year, Benjamin said, "Hey, Dad, can I teach in English?" I said, "Yes, please." And he said, "I will teach you sing happy birthday." And I said, I know, sing happy birthday. And he said, say happy birthday. And I said, happy birthday. And he, no, you're wrong. Happy birthday, Dad. And I, okay, happy. Because he said, Dad, you say happy birthday. And I was, oh, man. Man, God created children to learn, and they learn fast. I think that's why Jesus said we have to be like a children. They are always learning. Just like a child who learns new things, you and I need to learn from God's Word. In the Bible, we have everything you need to know about our relationship with God. The Bible is enough for us to understand everything that the Creator of the universe wants to know. From Genesis to Revelation, we learn about God, His will, His law, His love for His creation. In this almost 2 years here at Hope Valley, I have already learned about God and His action in the biblical stories. I remember that we have already walked through the book of Genesis, John, Acts. And all these books tell us about God's actions. We are in sermon series in the book of Psalms. And the Psalm is an interesting book because the Psalm speaks from the heart of man to God. We have 65 books in the Bible that tell us about the love of God for man. But the Psalms, we have the heart of man to God. We have about the love of man for God. I would like to invite you to open your Bible in Psalm 102 through 105. Usually the psalm has a form of poem. Poem? Is all right? In Portuguese we say poema. It looks like the same. Poem is a poem. It's easier to memorize. Psalm 119, verse 102 through 105 says, "I do not turn aside from your rules, for you have taught me. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through your precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." Amen. First of all, I want to say and think with you all about the word of God. It's good. The verse 102 says about the law of the Lord. The psalmist says that he will not depart from the law of God. Because we are sinners, usually you don't like to follow the law so much. We don't like to follow the rules. If you don't like to follow the rules, you will probably need to service of Mr. Mark Scadwell. But the truth is that the God's law protects us. The God's words protect us and teach us about the life, about the what is the best for our lives. The God who created us, He knows the best for our life. He knows the best for my life. That's why we have the God words, the God rules, the God law. And the psalmist says, I love your rules. I love your word, because your rules is good. Verse 103 says that the word of God is very good. And the psalmist compares it to honey. I know here in America, some people call other people honey. Is that right? I like it. Because that's the psalmist said, the word of God is good, like a honey. I think when you call the other person or people honey, I know maybe you like these people. This person is good. Like I saw some people here in America says honey for husband or sometimes wife. Is correct? Nice. Good, I like it. I started to call Carol honey, because in Brazil we used to say other words. But in Brazil we say bom or boa about good things. Can you say this? Bom? Boa. All right. You learn English so fast, Portuguese so fast. The Bible says the word of God is the way. Verse 104. The psalmist says that by the word of God we get understanding. to understand what is the true way and the false way. The Bible says about the true way and the false way. And the psalmist says, I want to follow the God's rules. I want to walk in the good way, the true way. If you have the God's word in your heart, you will have the wisdom to walk in the right path. Every day we have to make decisions in our life. Sometimes we have questions about which way will better, with the word of God in our mind, in our heart, we will run away from the false path and walk in the truth of God. This is because the word of God is important to stay in our hearts, in our minds, in our lives. The word says, sometimes the world says, we can't take any way. Any way lead us to God. Any way go to God. But God's word says, we have only one way. Jesus said, I'm the way. And if we have Jesus in our lives, we are on the right path. Because God's word is the truth. In Portuguese, way, we say caminho. Caminho. Can you say that? Caminho. First of all, God's word is good, boa. Second, God's word is way, caminho. Caminho. That's the psalmist says in this verse. And the word of God is the light. Verse 105. We have many Bible verses that say about light. Because we have light, we have life. Because we have light, we have life. God created the world and said, let there be light. In the verse 105, the text says, your word is the lamp to my feet and the light to my path. Probably the psalmist lived in context of the desert area. The light there was very important for survival, and says that the word of God is a lamp to feet, which means to illuminate? Yeah. Illuminate close. Lamp to my feet, illuminate right here. Step by step. And the light for the path, which means to know where I'm going. Lamp to my feet, close, and light to my path. We need the God's word in our heart to know where are you going. If you have the Bible, if you have the Bible in your heart, in your mind, you know where are you going. Because the God's word is truth. And Jesus said, I'm the light. Whoever is in me will not walk in darkness. Sometimes in our lives, we don't know where are you going. Because everything is dark. But if you have God's words in your heart, in your mind, you know where are you going. If you have the word of God in our lives, if we have the word of God in our hearts, we will brighten the world. Jesus said, you are the light of the world. If you have a relationship with Jesus, it's a shine through us. You are here in America, we have a great opportunity to be a light among the nations. here in America, we have a great opportunity to share the gospel. Because I feel that the nations are here. We are here in Christiansburg, Blacksburg, and I saw many people in different parts of the world. Because the word of God are in our hearts, we can share the Jesus. Can you imagine when you share Jesus with a Brazilian or Chinese or people from India, and that people become believer, that person become believer. When they are back to home, they share the gospel with their family. This is awesome. This is awesome. We have a great opportunity here to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. You share the gospel and the Bible, the word, the light with the word. God within us, we can share the light with the world. Light in Portuguese, we say luz. Luz. Good. Boa. Way. Caminho. Light. Luz. That is the word of God say. That's what the Bible said. The God's word is good. The God's word is the way. The God's word is the light. And we can shine the light of Jesus here in America. We can shine the light of Jesus in Brazil. Last week in Curitiba, Brazil, the Hope Valley Church brought the Word of God to many people. Jesus shone through the lives of our brothers and sisters. I remember I was translated for Drew to talk with Gabriel at school, and when Drew started to share the gospel, Gabriel started to cry, because the light, that moment, the light comes in his heart, and the darkness go out, and the light starts to shine in Gabriel's heart. This is amazing. That's why he started to cry. Because when the light comes, the darkness goes. We have a great opportunity to share this word. But we just can't share this word if this word in our hearts. We cannot share the just words. We cannot share just the good things. We need to share these words. Because this word changed our lives. I'm so grateful to be a part of the church that preached the gospel, that preached the Bible, because the Bible transformed lives. That's happened in my life. That's happened in many lives in Brazil. And we are seeing this here in America. We can share the gospel with people because God's word in our heart. Amen. I would like to invite you all to pray. Please close your eyes. I would like to invite Pastor Jared to come here. And
Lord, we thank you for your word that changes, that transforms. Your word that lights the path before us. Your word that brings life. We thank you, Lord, that we have the gift to receive it. And then, Lord, for it to change our lives and then shine out of us. I thank you for this word this morning. And Lord, I do pray that you would begin even now to let what we've heard begin to take root in us. That we would truly hide your word in our hearts. that we would delight in your word day and night. I thank you for Pastor Rodrigo and how you're using him here, how you're using him in Brazil. Lord, we pray that your work would continue. And even now, Lord, as we have a time to respond, would you do your work in us? And would you change us, Lord, in Jesus' name? Amen. I want to invite you, we're going to have a time of, like we always do, of just reflection, examination. And this is a time for you just to spend with the Lord. We're going to sing together. And you can stand and you can sing, or you can just be quiet and be still before the Lord. So, but I want to invite you, if you have questions about what it means to have a relationship with Jesus, it's not an accident that you're here this morning. And I would love to sit with you and talk to you about how you can begin a relationship with Christ. Maybe you're here this morning and the Lord's impressing something on your heart. Maybe, just maybe, there's been this calling to go and serve the Lord somewhere, and you've been kind of resisting that. And today's the day, this morning, where you just surrender that to the Lord and say, okay, Jesus, here I am. I'm ready to go. Will you send me? Or maybe you've been neglecting his word. Maybe you feel lost in your path because you haven't been following the light that the Lord provides. And so maybe this morning it's a time for you just to say, okay, Lord, bring me back. Bring me back to your word. Bring me back to you. And would you guide and direct through your word in my life? Whatever it is, I just want to invite you to use this time to reflect on that. So if you'd like, you could stand as we sing together. The invitation is open.